The weight of memory, the shadow, with an Iravex trudged through the mist-shrouded streets of Evria, her footsteps echoing off the walls as she navigated the narrow alleys between the city's ancient towers. The dimming age had brought a creeping sense of unease to the world, and even the usually stalwart order was not immune to its effects. She paused at the edge of Nightforge's grand square, where the flickering torches cast long shadows across the cobblestones. Ira's eyes narrowed as she scanned the gathering crowd, curators and knights mingling with low-ranking order members, all of them watching her with a mix of curiosity and wariness. Her own position within the Black Rose was tenuous at best, earned by blood and sacrifice rather than birthright. Ira's thoughts strayed to Melostra, that forgotten sanctuary where the weight of memory seemed to press down upon her like a physical force. She'd been tasked with ensuring balance in its abandoned halls, and had uncovered more than she ever could have imagined: the whispers of an ancient order long thought lost, the remnants of a civilization's decay. The memory of it all seared into her mind like a branding iron. At the center of the square, Kael Varn stood, his piercing blue eyes surveying the crowd with a quiet intensity that sent shivers down Iris' spine. Some said he was an instrument of balance, a whisperer who could nudge the scales in their favor without drawing blood. She'd seen it herself, a whispered correction here, a silent disappearance there, but at what cost? Kael's specialty was subtle correction, not always gentle. A soft voice called her name from within the crowd, and Ira turned to see Aaron Valen, her cousin and mentor, pushing through the onlookers. His features were etched with concern as he approached. Ira, we've received word from the curators there's an imbalance brewing in one of our own ranks. As they slipped away into the night, Ira felt the weight of memory bearing down upon her once more, threatening to consume her. She glanced over at Kael Varn, his eyes still locked on hers with a hint of knowing, as if he could see the shadows within. The streets were narrow and winding, leading them deeper into the heart of Evria's ancient core. Torches flickered like fireflies around them, casting eerie silhouettes on the walls. Ira sensed a subtle pressure building within her, a gentle whisper urging her toward some dark truth she'd rather not confront. "What's this imbalance?" she asked Aaron, her voice barely above a whisper as they navigated a particularly treacherous alleyway. "A knight has gone missing," he replied, his eyes darting nervously about the crowd. "Word is, one of the curators suspects him of using forbidden magic to keep memories at bay." The memory within her stirred, a cold spark reigniting as Ira recalled the whispers from Melostra Halls. The weight of remembrance was not to be trifled with. The Nightforged had built their towers upon the principle that balance must be maintained, but some secrets could never be silenced. In the end, it took Kael Varn's unspoken presence and Ira's own haunted memories to bring them to the abandoned tower on the outskirts of Evria the Night, revealed in a hidden room deep within its walls. He'd attempted to bury his past with a spell that would erase all recollection of his transgressions. But there was no forgetting, only an ever-present cost. The Nightforged had long ago learned this truth: magic exacts its price. In this case, it came in the form of bloodied memories, forever seared into the knight's mind like a scar. Ira felt the weight of that knowledge settle within her, her own darkness reflected back like a shadow. As she stood there, amidst the silence and the dim light, Kael Varn's eyes found hers once more. This time, they spoke volumes, a whispered reminder that some secrets were best left buried, and balance sometimes demanded sacrifice. The silence within the tower was oppressive, a heavy blanket that smothered all sound. Ira's breath hung in her throat as she watched Kael Varn move with quiet purpose toward the night, his long coat billowing behind him like a dark cloud. She felt a shiver run down her spine as their eyes met once more. This time, it was as if he saw right through to the heart of her. Aaron stood beside her, his hand on her shoulder, but Ira's attention was fixed on Kael and the struggling knight. The air seemed to thicken with an unspoken understanding between them, a language that only the initiated could speak. "Let it be," Kael said finally, his voice low and even, as he laid a hand upon the knight's forehead. The knight's eyes flickered open, vacant and unseeing, but Ira felt the reverberations of memory within him like a tremor beneath her feet. Memories long buried, or so she'd been told, rose to the surface with a stench of decay and corruption, leaving an indelible mark upon his mind. The weight of them pressed against Ira's own, threatening to break free from its mooring. Kale stepped back, a faint ripple in the fabric of the moment as he released the knight, who slumped forward, gasping for air. "By the order," Aaron muttered, his voice barely audible over the sound of her own labored breathing. Ira felt the weight of memory bearing down upon her like a physical force, her memories, tangled with those of the night and the long-forgotten past. She turned to Kale, her words tumbling out in a rush as she grasped for understanding. Why? What drove him to this? But Kale's gaze was elsewhere, lost in some distant realm that only he could see, his eyes cold with an unspoken calculation. The weight of the night's memories still lingered within Ira, a tangible presence that made her skin crawl. Kale Varn's unyielding gaze was unnerving, as if he alone knew the secrets hidden beneath the surface. Aaron's grip on her shoulder tightened, a reassuring pressure in a sea of uncertainty. "Ira," he said softly, his voice a reminder she wasn't alone in this dark moment. As Kale moved toward them, his eyes locked onto hers once more, Ira felt the air thicken with an unspoken tension. She sensed the darkness within him, a weight that seemed to press against her own like a physical force. The knife-forged whispered of secrets and sacrifices. She wondered if this was one such price, Kale's own balance precariously maintained by some unseen equilibrium. "You will not be able to shake it off," he said, his voice low, almost detached from the conversation. "Not all secrets can be buried." His eyes flickered toward the knight, slumped and defeated in the center of the room. The stench of decay wafted through Ira's mind as she recalled Melos Draw Hall's, a place where memories clung to every surface like a damp shroud. She felt her grip on reality begin to slip, threatening to succumb to the crushing weight of remembrance. Kale's hand reached out, his fingers grazing hers in a fleeting touch that sparked a jolt through her veins. The weight within her shifted, ever so slightly, and Ira stumbled forward. "By the order," Aaron muttered, catching her by the elbow, but she shook him off, moving toward Kale with an unspoken understanding. His eyes searched hers once more, a fleeting moment of connection in this darkened room. In that moment, Ira knew he would not let her fall. The narrow corridors of the abandoned tower seemed to close in around her, echoing with the weight of secrets she dared not speak aloud. Kale's hand still lingered on hers, a tangible connection that sent shivers coursing through her veins. His fingers were calloused and warm, a gentle contrast to the cold dread crawling up her spine. "Aaron," Ira said, breaking free from his hold, "we need to understand what drove him to this." The silence in the room was oppressive, heavy with unspoken truths that seemed to writhe on the walls like living things. Her cousin's face set in a grim expression. He nodded curtly, releasing her shoulder. "We'll debrief back at the curator's chambers." But Ira knew they couldn't leave it there, not yet. The weight of memory was still with her, pressing down upon her shoulders like an unyielding yoke. Kale's eyes met hers once more, a flicker of understanding passing between them like a candle flame. He nodded almost imperceptibly toward the knight, who still slumped against the wall, lost in his own dark world. With a gentle but firm hand on her shoulder, Aaron guided her toward the door. Ira hesitated for an instant, torn between her loyalty to the Order and the weight of secrets Kale's words had awakened within her. The darkness that lurked within him seemed to be stirring, like some ancient beast roused from its slumber. His hand dropped away from hers as they left the tower, leaving Ira feeling lost in a labyrinth of unseen shadows. The streets outside were alive with activity, whispers and murmurs of the city's inhabitants, who'd begun to realize something was amiss within their ranks. As they navigated through the throngs, Ira felt Kale's eyes on her, the weight of unspoken understanding still lingering between them. Aaron's hand remained a reassuring presence on her shoulder, but she couldn't shake the feeling that Kale's grip on his secrets was tenuous at best, and ever-precious balance within himself hung precariously by a thread. They finally reached the curator's chambers, a grandiose structure built atop the city's oldest stones. Within its walls, a council of wise elders convened to deliberate the weighty matters of the Nightforged. Ira felt the familiar scent of old parchment and ink fill her nostrils as she pushed open the door. The room fell silent, all eyes fixed upon them as they entered. Kale slid into the shadows, his movements fluid and unobtrusive. Aaron led her to the council table, where a figure waited in the shadows. A flicker of recognition lit within Ira's mind, Brother Edric, a curator whose unyielding gaze seemed to bore into her very soul. "Ira, child," he said, his voice low and measured, as if weighing every word, "the matter at hand is grave indeed. We have reason to believe this is not an isolated incident other knights may be involved." His eyes flickered toward Kale, but the latter remained silent, lost in some unseen realm. Ira's mind reeled with the implications, her thoughts racing to comprehend the scope of the problem. The weight of memory within her still lingered, its presence now a dull ache that threatened to overwhelm her at any moment. Aaron's hand on her shoulder tightened as if sensing her unease. As Brother Edric continued to speak, Ira's focus began to slip, her mind drawn back to the weight of memory that still lingered within her. She felt Kale's eyes on her, his gaze a steady presence in the midst of the chaos, but she couldn't quite grasp the meaning behind it. The curator's chamber was a familiar place, yet the air seemed heavy with an unspoken tension, like the moment before a storm. The elder brother's words brought Ira back to the task at hand, his voice low and measured as he outlined the situation. "We've had reports of knights acting erratically, memories resurfacing that were thought long buried. It's as if something is stirring within them, threatening to upend the very fabric of our order." He paused, his eyes flicking toward Kale once more, but the Nightforged remained silent. Ira felt a shiver run down her spine as Aaron squeezed her shoulder reassuringly. "We'll find out what's happening," he said, his voice firm with determination. But Ira knew better than to trust in easy resolutions, not when the weight of memory still lingered within her like an open wound. As the council deliberated, Kale slipped away from the shadows, his movements fluid and unobtrusive. He vanished into the crowd, leaving Ira feeling a pang of unease. She sensed that he was no longer among them, not truly present in the midst of the curator's deliberations. His absence hung like an unspoken threat, reminding her that there were still secrets hidden beneath his stoic exterior. The discussion turned to the task at hand, questioning the knights who had exhibited erratic behavior. Ira felt a sense of dread creeping up her spine as she realized the scope of their problem. Memories long buried were rising to the surface, threatening to upend the very foundations of their order. The curator's chamber seemed to darken around her, as if the shadows themselves were closing in. Ira's gaze drifted toward Kale, who had reappeared at the edge of the room, his eyes locked onto hers with an unspoken message. She sensed a deep unease within him, a tension that seemed to ripple through the air like a stone cast into still water. His expression was unreadable, yet she felt the weight of secrets in his presence, secrets he dare not share with the rest of the world. The curator's deliberations continued, their voices weaving together in a complex tapestry of concern and determination. Ira's mind reeled with the implications, her thoughts torn between the weight of memory within her and the enigma that was Kale Varn. The Nightforged seemed to be hiding something, his secrets waiting to be unearthed like a minefield beneath their feet. A sudden commotion erupted from outside the chambers, followed by the arrival of several Black Rose Order guards. "We have another one," one of them announced, their voice hushed but urgent. Ira's heart quickened as she rose from her seat, sensing that they were running out of time. The weight of memory within her seemed to grow heavier, a reminder that the stakes had never been higher. As the guards led in the new victim, a young knight who stumbled and fell onto the floor, Ira felt Kale's eyes lock onto hers once more. This time, there was no mistaking the urgency in his gaze, a warning that they were walking on thin ice, teetering between balance and oblivion. The weight of secrets hung heavy within him, waiting to be unleashed like a maelstrom upon their world. The curator's deliberation ceased as all eyes turned toward the new arrival. Ira felt her heart pounding in her chest as she approached the young knight, his face twisted with agony. The weight of memory within her seemed to grow heavier still, threatening to overwhelm her at any moment. Kale's presence remained a steady force, yet Ira sensed that he was holding back, keeping secrets from the very people who needed him most. As Aaron knelt beside the young knight, his hand reaching out in a gentle gesture of comfort, Ira felt a sudden jolt of recognition. The memory within her stirred, a fragment rising to the surface like a bubble bursting free. She saw a face, etched with pain and desperation, Melastra Halls again, where memories clung to every surface like a damp shroud. The young knight's name was Brother Orion, a novice of only 2 years. His eyes were sunken, his skin clammy with sweat as he clutched at his temples. Ira knelt beside him, her hands hesitantly reaching out to comfort him. Aaron's hand remained on her shoulder, a reassuring presence that anchored her in the midst of chaos. Brother Edric's voice cut through the din, his words firm but laced with concern. "We need to understand what's happening here." His gaze flickered toward Kale, who stood at the edge of the room, his eyes fixed intently on Brother Orion. For an instant, their gazes met, and Ira felt a jolt of understanding pass between them, a silent communication that spoke of secrets and unseen weights. The curators began to question Brother Orion, but he was incoherent, his words spilling out in a jumbled mess. Ira listened intently, her mind reeling with the implications. Memories resurfacing, knights acting erratically, it was as if something within them was stirring, threatening to upend the Order's very foundations. She felt Kale's eyes on her again, his presence a steady force in the midst of turmoil. Aaron rose from beside Brother Orion, his face grim. "We need to take him to the infirmary," he said, but Ira hesitated. Something within her stirred, a memory fragment rising to the surface like a wave. She saw Melastra Halls once more, Brother Orion's terrified face, etched with pain and desperation. The image seared itself into her mind, refusing to be ignored. Ira's gaze snapped back to Brother Orion, her eyes locking onto his sunken ones. "You were there," she said, her voice barely above a whisper. "In Melastra, you saw something." Brother Orion's eyes widened, and for an instant, Ira thought she saw recognition, but it was quickly snuffed out by a wave of pain. Kale moved forward, his presence a dark and foreboding force in the room. His voice was low and measured as he spoke, but Ira sensed the weight of secrets beneath his words. "Let's get him to the infirmary," he said, his eyes never leaving Brother Orion's face. But Ira knew that they were only delaying the inevitable. The memories within her seemed to be stirring, refusing to be silenced. The weight of them threatened to overwhelm her, and she sensed that Kale was holding back, keeping secrets from those who needed him most. The infirmary was a flurry of activity as they worked to stabilize Brother Orion's condition. Ira watched from a distance, her eyes drifting toward Kale, who stood apart, his expression unreadable. Aaron approached him, his voice hushed as he spoke in urgent tones. "We need your expertise, Kale. We can't keep ignoring the pattern here." Kale's gaze never wavered, his eyes fixed on some point beyond Aaron's shoulder. His response was laced with a hint of wariness. "I don't know what you're looking for, but I'm not going to be the one to uncover it." Ira felt a shiver run down her spine as she sensed the unspoken tension in his words, secrets he dared not share, but knew Aaron was pressing him hard. Aaron's face set in a firm line. "We need your help, Kale. We can't afford to have you stand aside now." His voice was laced with a mix of frustration and concern, but Ira sensed something more, a thread of fear that he tried to conceal. The Nightforged remained still, his eyes never leaving the horizon as if searching for some unseen threat. Ira's thoughts drifted back to Brother Orion, who lay pale and trembling on the infirmary bed. His words were slurred, but she thought she saw a glimmer of recognition in his eyes when he spoke of Melastra Halls. The memory within her stirred once more, as if sensing its connection to the young knight's pain. She felt Kale's gaze flicker toward hers, his eyes searching for some unseen sign. The infirmary's door creaked open, admitting a young novice who looked around nervously before approaching Aaron. "Brother, we've found something," a log entry from one of the knights who experienced similar symptoms. The novice hesitated before continuing, their voice barely above a whisper. It seems they spoke of visions vivid, disturbing images that haunted them relentlessly. Aaron's eyes snapped toward Kale once more, his expression a mixture of urgency and concern. Ira felt the Nightforged's gaze meet hers again, but this time there was something new, a flicker of recognition, of shared understanding that went beyond words. It was as if he knew the depth of her pain, the weight of memories clawing at her mind like restless shadows. Kale moved forward, his steps quiet and deliberate, as if approaching a predator's lair. His eyes locked onto Brother Orion, who now lay still on the infirmary bed, a look of haunted desperation etched on his face. The Nightforged spoke in a low tone, one that sent shivers down Ira's spine. "Perhaps it's time we stopped running and started facing what's coming for us."